Our community conversation this morning is brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. Joining me on the line from Chickasaw County Public Health is Director Lisa Welter. Lisa, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely. So we're into the month of April, and something we might have probably missed, but well worth noting, what happened last week, Lisa, for recognizing for public health.
Yeah, so last week we celebrated April 1st through 7th was Public Health Week, actually. Public health is about preventing injuries and diseases, promoting healthy behaviors, and ensuring access to safe water, clean air, and nutritious food. We encourage you to commit to making healthier choices for ourselves and our communities. We also want to thank everybody in the community for all of their support that they've been giving public health. And then also wanted to bring up, too, probably as you have heard in the news, Iowa Health and Human Services is working on a health system alignment for Iowa. So they have been making some changes, and you've probably been seeing these changes to AEA and behavioral health at this point. Public health is on the list for changes that are going to be coming down the road. The state has communicated to us that the proposed behavioral health service system is actually providing a framework when they discuss the new public health service system. So what I encourage is encourage everybody to pay attention what's coming down the road for public health and to reach out to your state representatives to let them know how important local public health agencies are and how important Chickasaw County Public Health is.
Lisa, will you be posting some of that information on your social media presence and maybe a press release down the road for that when that occurs?
Yes, I actually talked to Bob Fenske yesterday from the paper, so I believe he's going to put a little bit of that in the newspaper, and then I will have that on our Facebook page, too.
Very good. Speaking with Lisa Welter, Director of Chickasaw County Public Health here on 95.1 The Bull. One that is currently ongoing right now as we are recognizing this month. It's another one of those cancers to definitely pay attention to. What are we making aware of this month, Lisa?
April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, so some symptoms that we watch for with oral cancers include sores that don't go away or heal that's inside your mouth, white or red patches inside your mouth, maybe some loose teeth, a growth or a lump, pain in your mouth, or it could even be ear pain or difficulty swallowing. So that's some of those symptoms. It's very important to pay attention to your body, and I know we've talked about that before. And if you notice any changes in your mouth at all, don't wait. Always get them checked out. Better to get them checked out than to not. Early detection saves lives and is the key for sure. So remember to schedule also your dental checkups, because most dental offices do those oral screenings at your regular checkups.
Very good. We're now also recognizing something this well, and something that we can prevent, especially the youngsters. What are we recognizing this month as well, Lisa?
April is also Child Abuse Prevention Month. Chickasaw County has a Child Abuse Prevention Council, which I am part of. The safety of the children is the responsibility of everyone. Our children are the most valuable resources, and they do shape the future of Chickasaw County. Our goal is to prevent child maltreatment before it occurs and provide families with support they need. And the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors actually signed a proclamation on April 1st, naming April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Chickasaw County. This is done to encourage all citizens in the community to help build a caring connections with families by preventing child abuse and strengthening the communities where we live.
In accordance with noticing in the community, if we notice something related to child abuse, Lisa, what would be one of the first things to do if we do see that in our community?
I would definitely probably contact, it kind of depends on the level. Sometimes you can contact DHS if they're not in immediate danger. And if they are in immediate danger, I do encourage you to contact law enforcement so action can be taken immediately to protect those children.
Okay. And then from there, do you guys oversee any of that, or just kind of somebody to also look for resources?
Yes, you can definitely call us, and we have resources that we can give you phone numbers and kind of give you direction of where to go with that.
Okay, very good. Lisa Welter, Director of Chickasaw County Public Health here on 95.1 The Bull. We've got something to recognize locally. Is that right, Lisa?
That is correct. We're very excited to announce that our Board of Health won a local Board of Health Award at the Public Health Conference of Iowa. This award recognizes outstanding service and dedicated leadership of Board of Health members at a local level. Our Board of Health that we currently have is made up of 5 members: Tony Frederick, Cindy Shoemaker, Jeremy McGrath, Joan Knoll, and Dr. Lucas Brinkman. They have a vast background, including registered nurse, doctor, EMT, paramedic, first responders, rescue squad, medical examiner, and county auditor. And this has proven to make our board strong. They have been very involved with volunteering, checking to see if we need anything, and they have been very supportive. They're very active in the agency projects like attending drills, quality improvement meetings, budget discussions, and community health improvement projects. Their support and involvement has been very effective in expanding our public health agency and the programs that we have to offer the community. They have been huge advocates for public health and always looking to raise awareness about different public health issues. This is a very well-deserved award for them, and I'm very excited for them.
As we are as well here, Lisa, on the Morning Roundup 95.1 The Bull. Any of the previous topics we discussed and general questions and information for you, Lisa, how can we get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so any questions, you can definitely either, we have that Facebook page, Chickasaw County Public Health. You can message us with questions on there, or we do put out lots of information on there, or definitely feel free to call the office if there's something that you're wondering. And that number is 641-394-4053.
Lisa, any final notes before we part ways this morning?
I don't. I just like the forecast for this weekend. It looks much better.
It does sound like it. All right, Lisa, well, thank you very much for joining us here on the Morning Roundup, and we will chat again for the month of May.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Lisa Welter, Director of Chickasaw County Public Health on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com. Pledge of Allegiance momentarily on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull.